ষোলো সাঁয়ের কাষ্ঠদ্বয়ী বাঁশি, ই মেড অফ এ বিগ ট্রাঙ্ক অফ এ ট্রি, অ্যাজ ইজ ফ্লুট, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ট্রাঙ্ক ওয়াজ সো হেভি দ্যাট ষোলো সাঁয়, ওয়ান সাঁয় মিন ক্যারিড বাই ফোর পার্সন, দ্যাট ইজ ওয়ান সাঁয়, সাঁয় মিনস a frame of this type, and the four men put in his shoulder. Here one, and this frame is called a shrine. So 16 shrine, what can be carried by 16 such? So, 64 persons carried. That weight, a trunk of a tree, he easily held it and put it in his mouth as if he is playing with fruit. Sholo Shaya Kastro Dori Bhongshi Kuridhari. Treated that trunk as his fruit. So, physical strength. The Nityananda Prabhu has more strength. Madhvacharya was a very strong. It is written in a twenty or so strong men can lift a stone. That stone was taken by his left hand and he was left somewhere, and it is written there in that stone. My brother, Ekohasti na Amita Siddha, Hapita Siddha. It is written in the stone. With one hand, he took this, removed this stone and placed it here. And that is so heavy that 20 strong men can carry or cannot carry. Madhvacharya is considered to be the incarnation of Hanuman and Bhima. Krishna and the Dream, Vyasadeva and Madhvacharya. Krishna Bhima and Ramchandra Hanuman. And Ramchandra was Hanuman. And Krishna Avatar, he was Bhima. And in Vyasa Avatar, he was Madhva. They said like that. The incarnation of Hanuman and Bhima are very strong. He said, Gaur Huni.
Did Abhiram Das Thakur, did he compose anything?
Don't think so.
No. This Nityananda Charitamritam is something else.
Quarter past nine.
That question. That no object can exist without sight. It is difficult to understand, follow. But if one can understand, then you can retrieve the whole ethics to score. No object. In the primary stage of creation, there was fuzzy and no consciousness. It is very easy to say. But what is the fuzzy? If you have heard the assertion something, that it was so and so, and that so and so means conception about that, and why does it exist, conception in the subjective area? So any existence presupposes the existence of consciousness. So consciousness is the most original. and I also had here, but in introspection, consciousness,
Radharani, she sends her different associates to canvass on her behalf, her group. Does Chandavali also send her associates to canvass on her behalf?
Clash between the powers of Radharani Chandavali. Lalita Vishakha, and there the Shudya and the Padda, powers of Chandavali. What you know, Thakur has written. necessary. Just as fasting is necessary for hunger, we cannot relish food, something like that. So vigaha and this composition, this is necessary to enhance, just as parokya, just as stealing the food by stealing in Krishna. This is all to enhance the satisfaction. It is necessary. This is all designed only to make intense. When it comes to the first standard, if there is necessary to intensify, then these thoughts are necessary. This parokya, this stealing, this lying, this taking away, this can, that can, this love, it is necessary. Otherwise it is stayed and one and without vidha. Just the natural gaugati progress of the snake is by the gaugati prema. It goes by crooked way. Sarava kuchidava way. Not straight going love. Because it has to accommodate everything in it. All sorts of things possible in existence is accommodated there in love. Love means sacrifice. Sacrifice is such a degree of height that it can embrace everything. Instruments
orchestra
and many sons are being sung. The number of variety will be a credit in the harmony from God. Different types of instruments are being played, but there must be a harmony. And the highest harmony depends among the number of the different instruments of the day. Hundreds of instruments are playing in the music, but they are in one tune. That is the credit. So sacrifice, dedication will be in its highest degree, will be of such nature that it can tolerate. Toleration has no end. Any type of opposition can tolerate. Any type. The whole accommodation. Accommodation is one single. Another, it is divided. Another, it is divided. Toleration is necessary in the first. In this way, apparently, when a mother's child is not boy is not brisky, mother's heart is not very satisfied. Very brisky, doing something wrong, breaking something, and then all the points of the
actually acharyas representing Chandravali living, like is there a different disciplic succession? Are there acharyas? No, are there acharyas who are representing Chandravali, like we have our acharyas in our line?
Vallabhachari party, which is mostly found in Gujarat. They are sympathetic more to Chandravali.
They worship the Jamuna.
Jamuna also.
What
is Jamuna Biyaja? And they in favor of Chandravali and Yajavarada.
What is the connection with the Jamuna? They're
Jamuna.
Worshipping. Yeah.
Position is not like reader of a particular part.
And the followers of Vallabhacharya, they also worship Nataji. Nataji, Sri Nataji. Madhavendrapuri is deity. How did they get that deity? Because Madhavendrapuri,
his son Vitthalachari, Vallabhacharya, in his last day, Gopal. Especially gave him the engagement to worship that Gopal of Madhavendra. And from that time, and from there to Jaipur, and at that time Vitthalachari, he removed to Gopal to Nathadvara, there. Yeah. And from that time they are, by generation after generation, appointed worshipper of that. But it was a devotee of Vaishnava. And it was given by Rupa Sanatana to Vitthalachari, his son of Vallabhacharya. And from that time, from Mathura, it was removed to on the western side of Jyotipura, or the Govardhan. First removal from Mathura to Jyotipura, and from there to that Jaipur state, Nasadar. And there still being worshipped. Let's go on.
But Vallabhacharya, he's a disciple of Gadadhara Pandit.
He was worshipped in Vatsal Yogasho. But nowadays, We think this is the highest, in this way, that moment, in that life. And when they come to Madhura Rasa, they give preference to Jamuna, and that 75 years of there was the name Gopal. Gopal was the boy Krishna who served in the Bhakshana Rasa Nanda Yashoda. That is the acme of the realization. But the Krishna man, afterwards he had some great connection.
Actually a follower of Gadadhara Pandit, but this connection with Chandravali, that came later.
That's not a deviation.
Some deviation.
In many, many places in this succession. That's why there are one Harivamsa. He was the disciple of Gopal Bhakta. But he practically deviated. Written many books. Books, high style writing is there. He supported Harivamsa to a certain extent. In toto by Gopal Bhatta, who was the guru of Harivamsa. Another branch as if coming down from Harivamsa. They are known as Harivamsi, but their real guru is Harivamsa's guru, is Gopal Bhatta. That is not from their culture. That must should be kept always over our head. We are talking something about him very giving lucky respect. Swami Maharaj did not deal for us. Then almost anything. General Rasa, general service of Krishna, he preached in the West. Though he knew and admitted that my guru is Radharani. Radharani, my Gurudev, has ordered me to preach to the West. And Krishna, my friend, he was to help me. Because Radharani will be satisfied, my Gurudev. I'm going to carry out the Vaichitra and Paramparjena. From the main line, what is the core? First, religion was one. Now, so many things are going on in the name of religion. As one, origin is one. Sriji Vaikitra. I told it to Brahma. From Brahma, all his disciples are so many, and they, according to their own capacity of thinking, stage, they modify from color, modify. In this way, from one guru, so many disciples are hearing that according to their capacity, they are touching them and mixing with their own mental experience, they give delivery to their disciples. And that disciple also taking that modified thing, again modification of his own mental color, and you see he is giving delivery. In this way, says Sagali Nihomata, Zugu Nasta Paramtapa. By modification, the real truth to the minimum standard is reaches. It's not just in the plane of Maya. So he has got the necessity of coming again and again to establish the same truth. While he is saying to Arjuna that I first, this is not new what I speak to you, this Karma Yoga. First I told it to Surya and from Vivasata, from there Manu. In this way it came down and now I again say, how you talk to Manu? I know at my previous bath. I know them all, you do not know. In this way, it is modified. Somewhere the modification becomes slow, somewhere it may be quick. But modification goes on. And again, when it comes in the hand of a greater person who descends here, and again it is purified. It is also possible. Some stalwart persons are sent from Vaikuntha, from Goloka, to take up the thread and continue. Then they take up, and impurity is also purged out, and in more pure type, we continue to cut a pure type. It is also possible by his way. So, the Shiksha Guru Parampara has been taken by Gauriyama, not Diksha Guru. And Diksha Guru from Bipin, so Jambhava, so many persons, and mostly ladies, came to Bipin Gosai. From Bipin Gosai and Jambhava, there are so many ladies there. God, by the Lord, he purified the whole canal. But that accumulated in the line that was purified and delivered in another way. And our Guru Maharaj, he also came down to take up that thread and push it in that line of bhakti belong. Therefore, this we find the purity tree can be traced in Vishwanath Chakravarti, and before that, Narottam Thakur. In the middle, that some doubt came within the thought. So, Shiksha Guru Parampara has been accepted. Not the Kaguru formal. Spirit is more important than the form. Understand the real spirit, he can neglect the form.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his real connection through Shikha seems to be
from Jagannath Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji. And the Vesa from Jagannath Das Babaji.
He mentions in Bhagavataka Marichi Mala, he mentions that Swarup Damodar came to him in a dream and told him to compile this book.
Compile and get a new explanation of the first sloka of Bhagavata. In dream, he got Swarup Damodar's explanation of the first sloka of Bhagavata in a new type, new, which is not given by the previous acharya, including Jiva Goswami. Tiju Bhadimadam Jatabi Mayo Jatta Prishad Guru Mrisha. There. Tiju Bhadimadam. Jeev is represented as Bali, Tej on the other side, the Sarasvati, and the Mrit, this one. Jeev is Tatastha. Tatastha Jeev has been compared there with Bali. But you know, Thakur's new type of explanation comes of this life. Bari between Tejo, this fire, and the earth, the middle stage is Bari, and that is thought, the margin, and he is of that position. And this way he has explained that flow. It is difficult to follow. A new type of explanation in that sloka. Many scholars, even including Shankara school, that Saraswati, that Advaita Siddhi, writer of Advaita Siddhi, the greatest modern book of the Advaita school, Madhusudan Saraswati, he also attempted to give explanation of this introduction to the sloka of Bhagavata. Chalamak dasya dhammaya vidara dasya athi sabukha sara tini bhammari dhaya adi kavai machyanti dasu. A mystic sloka. A poem, very mystic. When I was a child in my home, I heard this sloka from one of my cousins. He was a good scholar, I remember. He seemed to be a very mystic sloka at that Indo child. Tiju, especially this portion. Tiju Bhavimadam Jatavimadam. Tiju Bhavimadam. Interchange of this earth, water, and the fire. Interchange. Jatha Vinimayu, Jatta Prishad Guru Marsha. this has gone. Every letter of Bhagavata is infinite, representing infinite meaning. So why do you praise me, Sanatana? So the first sloka of Bhagavata is containing everything, the whole infinite. Mahaprabhu says every letter is infinite, because no finite. No sankalpa of finite thing can make infinite. In infinite, every part of infinite is infinite. So Bhagavatam, this first slope, the basis of the whole Bhagavata truth is condensed infinite. And when in my childhood I heard it, it seems something like I heard many slopes, but few slopes. Created impression in me as that type, mystic type. This is one of them. And especially this portion. Tiju Bhari Madam Jatharimaru Jatha Pisham Kuruvacha. Others are more or less clear. Janma. Janma Dasya Jatun Nayadi Dharata Jatri Shavikam Sarat. Tene Brahma Hidajayadi Kavari Mujjanti Jatsundaya. This is more or less clear. Tiju Bharimadhan Jathadimai Jatsa Pishar Bhumisha. This line seems to be meaning very mystic. Dhamna Sena Sadadi Jatsa Jatam Satsang Padam Jini. This must be so. And some slope in Bhagavatam seems to be very encouraging and condensed truth to come to us. Here is Yadana Vashine Bhu Renu Bhapa Sidhuni Devam Dashmiri Shattam Haru Gita Madhuti Vidyati Sayagganti.